We are in Come Follow Me week 12, which is Matthew chapter 13 and Luke chapter 8 and 13. And I want to talk about the state of the heart. As you know, this is the parable of the sower and why that matters. And so he's gone through this parable and we get to verses 15 and 16 of chapter 13 in Matthew. And this is what it says. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. They did not want to listen. And then if you go in verse 16, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. And I want to jump over to 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 13. And this is what it says. So this is when Christ has been resurrected. And so many people, the face of the earth has been changed. And so many of these wicked Nephites and Lamanites, there's no Lamanites anymore. They're all one. As you remember, they joined together to defeat the Gadianton robbers, and then they all become wicked again. And it's just this horrid, horrid state, and it breaks your heart. So many have died. And this is what he said in verse 13 of chapter 9 of 3 Nephi. Oh, all ye that are spared, because you were more righteous than they, will you now return to me and repent of your sins and be converted that I may heal you? It's interesting because the bar, I used to say this in seminary, was that they hadn't killed the prophet. That's a pretty low bar. And all he cares is that we open our ears and our hearts to understand so that he can heal us. Turn to him and ask and seek, and he will heal us. And then if you go to verse 17 in Matthew 13, it says this, for verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. And it reminds me so much of President Nelson's conference talk where he talked about giving the Book of Mormon to a king in Africa. And the king in Africa says to him, you could have given me rubies or pearls or diamonds, but nothing is more treasure to me than this greater knowledge of Jesus Christ. And I love that he says there are many prophets and righteous people that have desired, righteous men that have desired to know what you know. We are so lucky to have the truth that we know, to have prophets and apostles in our midst. Will we open our hearts and our ears to hear and to understand? 19, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, they have questions. Then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart, that which he received by the wayside, and it's gone. Instead of pursuing, they're like, I don't get it. And the wicked one, and I love it, says the wicked one so many times in this, so that we make sure who the enemy is. It's not each other, it's Satan. And his goal has been to hide the truth from us, to keep us from the truth, right? From the beginning. But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word, understandeth it. And if you don't understand it, you have questions, but you pray to and you seek to, which also beareth fruit, which means you act and bringeth forth some 100, some 60, some 30. And again, it's what I said before. There's not comparing the fruit. It's just that you bear fruit. And then go to 25. But while men slept, his enemy came, sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. So again, it's the enemy. So be very clear who it is. It's the enemy, because he desires to choke out the word, desires to choke out the light, desires to keep you from the truth. So what do we need to do? We need to act. We need to pray to have eyes to see. ears to hear and hearts that are open, and especially as conference is coming, to hear the message that God would have for us. So then jump in 43, verse 43. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun. And I love this because I think of sun, S-O-N, in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. How will he know? We will shine. That fruit will come forth and we will be like him. And it will be obvious who we follow and whose we are. And then 44, again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy therefore goeth and selleth all he hath and buyeth the field. Again, it's that you could have given me anything, but this greater treasure, this greater knowledge of Jesus Christ is the greatest treasure you could have given me. Verse 54, it says, and when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch they were astonished. So did they hear great things? Yes. But this is what happened and said, whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brother James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas, and his sisters? Are they not all with us? They dismiss the word. They're astonished at his wisdom, but they will not open their hearts to see it. They discount where he came from and his background. I think of President Nelson right after he was called, and we found out he gave this beautiful talk and talked about going in the basement and breaking all the bottles of alcohol of his parents. He came from an inactive home. Talked about riding the bus to the library so that he could read about the church. How could we ever discount where he comes from and who he is? And I so often get caught up in this ladder mentality, climbing the ladder higher. You know, the more I do, the better I am, and I'm getting higher and higher. Instead of that conference talk that talked about our intercept on the graph and our slope, that it doesn't matter where we started, just matters our slope and that we're climbing. That the comparison is to ourselves and who we want to become. And I just think as conference comes of that challenge to pray, to hear the word that God has for us, to have any questions or concerns that we have and pray that God will address them. And I know from my own life that he will speak to us the things we need to hear. And I want to jump to Luke 13, chapter 13. And I want to start, you know this story. He heals the woman and the Pharisees and the Sadducees are just beside themselves, calling him, you know, saying that he's done this on the Sabbath day. And Jesus says, thou hypocrite, verse 15, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And I love this in verse 17. And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. And this ashamed means a consciousness of guilt. And will they hear now? Will that stinging in their heart make them turn and acknowledge God and his power and his miracles and his wisdom? And that's what the lesson is for me, is it is a choice. Just as these people in 3 Nephi were there and God says, will you not now open your heart? Oh, all ye that are spared, that were more righteous because you didn't kill the prophet, will you now return, repent of your sins, and be converted, that I may heal you? I so want to be made more, to be healed, and I so look forward to conference and hearing the word of God. I hope you know the church is true. And more than that, I hope you know how much our Savior loves you.